B-Pod Studios.
From the Plato's Closet Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS, WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us from
the Beasley Media Group Station, home of the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
You know, I feel like right now the world is just really confusing and scary. I love your show. Appreciate that you, of course, make me laugh, give me a moment of escape, make driving out and about feel good. And I'm getting educated, too. And
oh, you are?
This
is the MRL Morning Show with Maney, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
Good morning.
I slowed to the microphone.
That's all right. Anyway,
sorry about that.
I was saying good morning first to you two off the air. That's
hi,
what I was
buddy.
Doing. And then I'll bring the audience in. Good morning.
Welcome to your Monday. It is September 28th, 2020. 30 days in September, as you know from the song. Speaking of songs.
You know from the song.
30 days has September, April, June, and November, right?
I just didn't think of that. That's all.
Everybody knows the song, Roy.
Yeah, I know.
Now, speaking of songs, how about a song to get us in the mood for a Monday morning work week?
Okay.
I went to our library of approved songs. I've already gone through the approved list, so the boss doesn't have to get mad at me this time.
That's good. We got in trouble last week for playing unapproved songs on the radio.
Big report coming.
Our report card's coming in.
Yeah. Our boss said they're studying the music. Okay, well, don't study the morning show because we play a lot of stupid crap. All right, anyway, here we go. I thought this would be a good Monday morning song for you guys. SOS, just what we need.
Lord knows we need it.
Just what producer Nicole needs is SOS after a weekend loss. We're going to talk more about the Nicole versus the Ren bet. So much, but here you go on a Monday. Let's go.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
This SOS is not only for us after a crazy weekend, but it's also for Loren's computer.
Yeah.
She lent it to Maney for the last time.
I know. I feel bad.
It came back with, it's an older computer, and it came back with the newest updated software, so now nothing is working on it.
I know, you can't update it like that anymore.
It said that it needed the Zoom update, so.
I know, but it updated the iOS, too.
Oh, boy. Did you get on?
I mean, I'm on, but I have to figure out how to take it back.
Okay. All right. Well, sorry about that. I didn't mean to.
It's all right. You just might have to buy me a new computer.
Okay, good. I got to buy myself one and you. That's great.
I'm just kidding.
All right. So our weekend was obviously all eyes. If you didn't know, Nicole and Loren had a bet on the Virginia Tech NC State game. Nicole went to NC State and Ren roots for Virginia Tech.
Yep.
If Nicole won the bet, then Loren was going to have to grow out her unibrow. If Loren won the bet, then Nicole was going to have to be dressed up as a basic fall blogger, wearing the boots and the floppy hats and the PSL lattes,
yep.
The skirts and dresses. And if you know anything about Nicole, she does not dress like that. She's very masculine in the way she dresses.
We're
proud to report that Loren won!
Yay!
Nicole, you lose!
My eyebrows live another day.
And on Saturday night, by the way, while we were sitting at Loren's house, all of us went over there. We were trying to think of a cool blogger name because a lot of these influencers on social media have names.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know.
You get all the F words.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And so did we decide?
I think Weaver and Wedges.
That's what my wife came up with.
I think that's what we came up with.
How you feeling, Nicole?
Oh, great. I'm just chugging my coffees, keeping my distance.
Yeah.
I'm in here.
So I think I have it down on our show sheet for like an 8 a.m. reveal.
Okay, good.
Yeah. And 8:05, you'll have to be... you'll have to get her dressed up.
Yeah. Well, I think, Nicole, I brought you two outfits.
Oh, sweet. I get choices.
Well, I have no idea what your sizing is, so you have two today. Then once I know that, I can plan for the rest of the week because it's not just today. It's all week long.
You know what?
A different photo each day will be posted up at the MRL show on Insta, and you can go and like them. Is Nicole, who, by the way, a lot of people might not know, she doesn't like to dress femme.
No. She dresses like Justin Bieber in my eyes.
Sweet. Thanks. Yeah.
You're welcome, friend.
A lot of times, Nicole and I have the same outfit ideas.
This is true.
But not this week, bae.
this week we can look like we're dating.
Poor Nicole too, while we were watching the game, like I had a floppy hat, like a blogger hat on, just so I could pass it over to her when it was over, you know.
Yeah, they lost pretty bad. NC State wasn't ever really into it.
No.
By the time Roy and Sterling got to the house, it was 17-0 Virginia Tech.
And Virginia Tech was down like 20 players.
Okay.
Yeah, so you guys, I mean, I don't know much about football, but your team sucks, is what I gathered.
Yeah, it's hard. I mean, it is hard. It's been hard growing up in North Carolina when you root for the Wolfpack and the Panthers. It's, you never get both.
But, you know, I went to a brewery yesterday with Nicole and to, you know, have spent some time with her, you know, before the transition changed.
Right, before she transitions into a blogger bet.
Before I can't even recognize her, I wanted to get one good last look of my Nicole.
What if this is the pivotal point where Nicole decides that she's going to dress like this from now on?
She texted that. She's like, by the end of the week, I'll be straight and dressed like a full woman.
Let me just get Tinder, straight Tinder.
Oh, man. You know, speaking of the party that we had at the Wren's house, you know, we were so loud outside.
Did you get any complaints?
Mm-mm.
No.
And I got the payback because last night my neighbors were so loud having a party.
Oh.
And the only thing I laid there, I'm like, this is what we get for screaming at Lorraine's house outside at midnight. Like,
yeah, but
this,
that was on a Saturday.
I know. But I'm sitting there, I'm like, this is the good Lord paying it back.
And what the heck were your neighbors celebrating last night? It's Sunday night.
Was there a sport? Was there some football?
Yeah, there's football on.
I mean, the Saints were playing.
It ended like everyone between like 11 and midnight is when everybody was trying to leave. But God, the commotion was so loud. And so finally it's midnight, they leave. And it's like 12:45 and I still haven't fallen asleep yet. But I'm like about to. And my alarms in the house go off. Sterling wakes up. I heard the alarm, like a smoke alarm.
Okay.
So Sterling wakes up. I wake up thinking, oh, this is just another day in our life. House on fire. it was the gas alarm. But by the time
your carbon monoxide detector.
Well, it's a dual for gas leak and that.
Okay.
But by the time we got over to it, it stopped. And I'm like, why did it randomly go off? Now I'm concerned.
Now I don't want to go to sleep.
Yeah.
Like, I might not wake up.
Did it break and it's actually detecting gas and I don't know? So then that was on my mind all night long. I'm going to bed and I'm like, something made my gas alarm, my carbon monoxide alarm go off.
But you made it in. And,
yeah.
And you appear to be healthy and not dizzy or anything.
Just minor carbon monoxide poisoning. Minor.
All right, we got a bunch to do today. The big bet payoff, though, 8:05 this morning with Manny, Roy, and Lauren.
Still to come.
I want to get to this early because I know we have a lot of teachers and principals and administrators listening to us. I have to be there, you know, by 6:45 to work. It's weird school traditions. My wife and I were talking about it. She had one school tradition, like something that every fifth grader did. And I had something that I did, and I hated it, and I failed at it.
Okay.
We'll discuss weird school traditions. Like for instance, in the third grade, in gym class, we stopped playing basketball and started to learn to square dance. You know what I mean? But I feel like every other school did the same thing.
No.
No?
I don't think so.
All right, we'll discuss coming up right around 6:20.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It is the Manny, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show.
Okay, strange school traditions. What did you have, Manny?
Well, I had to play the recorder, I think, in the fifth grade, which is kind of like, you know what the recorder is. It's a, kind of like a flute, but it's like, it looks like the thing that people use to charm snakes.
I like you trying to describe it.
Oh, I thought it was so lame in the fifth grade. Everybody was into it. There was a big recorder concert that everybody went to. You're supposed to practice it. And I'm not joking when I told you, I thought it was so lame. I hated it. I didn't want to do it. And I actually failed music that year.
I
burnt my recorder.
Can I tell you, we don't play the Camila Cabello track because of the kick-ass recorder.
Yeah.
Listen, we all had to play, I mean, just awful instruments in school. But the lamest thing is that my son has a recorder now. And when that thing comes out, I just want to slam my head in a door.
He's probably better at it than I am. And I'm 45 with some training. I was just, I don't know. It was the worst, Roy. And then we did square dancing in the third grade in PE.
Oh, that's weird.
And 704 says dance is a requirement for freshmen that many PE teachers skip and ask for forgiveness. If someone asked, we would just say, yeah, we did it one day earlier in the year.
Wait, don't you remember when we were having drinks the other night, that woman that we were talking to? Was it her? Somebody was telling us about their son who had to take a class over Zoom, and they had to take like some kind of dance down in the lobby.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
It is a requirement,
right?
For.
Yeah.
Well, you know where I'm from. I had a school in the Blue Ridge Mountains in Southwest Virginia called Salem High School. At one point, we had to take hunting in PE. We did like archery. We had.
That's cool.
Is cool.
We had like to shoot targets.
Yeah, that is cool.
That's called living in the South.
But you also mentioned off the air that you had one.
Now, this is something that like gets my fiance Sterling so upset with me, because we just went to P.F. Chang's over the weekend and he doesn't know how to use chopsticks. I'm a pro at it, because in the second grade, I had chopstick lessons.
Yeah. And 90 sent a text message too and said, in the fourth grade, we learned how to use chopsticks.
It was such. Well, and I was an early learner. Second grade.
Yeah.
They wanted to make sure my seven-year-old self knew how to eat some General Tso's chicken.
But anyway, we thought the teachers heading in this morning would get a kick out of some of these weird traditions. Other text messages. And I also remember this growing up. We had to do something called Super Tooth.
What is that?
Like one day a week, we would go down to the nurse from homeroom. Alphabetically, you would go, and you would go to the nurse, and she would give you a mouthwash.
Oh.
It was called Super Tooth, and it was disgusting.
Like fluoride?
Yeah. Like they were, like, the school was also in charge of the hygiene back in the 80s.
That's weird.
How about...
Did you also have to take, like, radon pills and other weird stuff?
No. We had to do nuclear fallout drills, though. No, we
The 50s were weird for you.
What about a lice check? You guys ever remember the lice check?
No. Yeah.
Yeah, we had that.
And let me tell you, I was always the kid who had it, too.
What?
Always. Oh. I caught everything in school. I swear to you.
You're the reason why all the letters went out to the parents.
What's wrong with you? That's disgusting.
So my dad used to rock like this awesome like mountain man beard. And I remember I got lice one year and came home, and he was so mad at me because he had to shave his beard.
I remember one year Santa had to shave his beard. He probably came to visit your house and had to shave it.
You were the lice girl. That's so good. Everyone's like, get away from the rain.
Someone else said that pledging allegiance in homeroom, she always thought standing up in homeroom was always weird, and like you would pledge allegiance with someone over the announcements.
Yeah, it is weird. It is, if you really look at that from the outside in.
It's a little North Korea-y.
It is. I mean, I get why they do it, but.
Someone said, if another 704 said, if you were caught chewing gum at my school, you had to pay the principal $5.
If you were caught doing anything you weren't supposed to in my 6th or 7th grade geography class, he used to make you write the Declaration of Independence. That was your punishment.
Oh, holy cow.
Let's talk with Amanda in Morganton. Hey, Amanda.
Hey, how are you guys?
We're doing well. What did you do before the Pledge of Allegiance?
Every morning they would make us rinse with fluoride.
Oh, you did the fluoride thing with Manny.
Yes, but it would be in the classroom, and they would give us a cup, and we would have to spit it back in the cup that we got the rinse from.
Yes, you're right. Ours was called Super Tooth, and it was gross, but we went to the nurse for it.
No, we didn't get that luxury.
Wow.
That's funny. And you did it every day. We did it once a week.
Yeah, it was every single day.
Amanda, do you have kids in school?
I do.
Do they still make the kids pray after the Pledge of Allegiance, or is that like now against the rules?
I believe it's now against the rules. They can't on their own.
Yeah, sure. We used to have a moment of prayer after.
We did too, but I went to Catholic school. Yeah. So.
Oh, I was pumped. Yeah.
You know what they used to have, Amanda, and everyone else that they don't have anymore is chalkboards. What?
No, they got rid of those.
They're dry erased now, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, every one of them are dry erased.
Yeah.
They've been dry erased for years.
Really?
Yeah. Well, that's not necessarily true, Roy. I remember maybe in middle school, we were still washing chalkboards. I don't think the changeover was until high school.
I would beg the teacher to let me go out and clap the erasers to get the chalk dust off.
How old are you two?
We used to stick chalk in the chalk in the erasers so that when you clap them, it would make even more dust.
I used to do it so that when the teacher went to erase it, it would scratch the board and make a bigger mess.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
We're discussing like the traditions at your school growing up. And one question that we have, we don't know the answer to it, and maybe someone can help us out, is when was the transition from chalkboard to dry erase boards?
I do remember, it's not like I did not not have chalkboards. Like in the old part of my school, there was chalkboards.
Yeah, because I graduated college, Roy, in 97, which isn't, you know, you were three.
I was five, yeah.
You were five, okay. And then, so yeah, I mean, that's almost to 2000, and I only had chalkboards. I didn't have any dry erase.
Yeah, I dry erased the majority of my education.
We switched over my first year of high school, I think.
Yeah, so like, what did you do? You just left, and then you came back the next year, and you're like,
what the hell is this?
I mean, did they renovate the school, or did they just change the boards?
I don't know. I just I went from a middle school to a high school, and like, our middle school had the chalkboards, but our high school did not.
So I had...
We need answers, people.
I know. I had the whiteboards all the way up until high school. And then in high school, we had like some old classrooms that still had the chalk.
727 just texts in and says, about your conversation about chalkboards, I teach at an elementary school in Rock Hill and it's 70 years old. And I'm happy to report we still have chalkboards.
There you go.
So 70 years old.
If it's not renovated...
Right.
How about this? If it still has asbestos, you probably still have chalkboards.
Let's see. A couple other text messages about weird traditions at your school. In the eighth grade in middle school, we were allowed to run the middle school store, which was awesome because I would just give free stuff to all my friends.
Oh, we had a store, too.
I had forgotten about that until this moment.
Me too. That's so cool. You could get your loose leaf paper there, the little, what do you call those things that you had to, it was like a brace for your fingers when you were learning how to write. You never even had those? Oh, my gosh.
What type of work did you do?
You are nuts. You had lice, you admitted to a little while ago. And now you're saying that you were such a bad writer that they had to give you braces on your fingers?
No, it was when you were learning how to write maybe cursive. And there was like this little thing that fit onto your pencil and it would have like where you put your fingers on
everything.
Oh, yeah,
I remember that. It made your pencil softer. I remember that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I know that the people who ran the bookstore, they weren't cool. The people who ran the kids that were selected to do the snack cart.
Oh, that was different.
That was the people to like become friends with because you got the hook up.
Okay.
I do remember that.
Alyssa and Charlotte, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're taking a walk down memory lane for all the teachers who are going into work this morning because we love you guys. What now? You know when dry erase boards came into play?
Well, we had. I graduated in 2012, and they came in probably 4 or 5 years before I graduated at my school. But then, when we towards the end of my high school years, they actually transferred into smart boards, which are kind of like touch dry erase.
They're what?
Touch.
They're called
the next level.
Boards.
There's a
like
touch.
A weather board. You know how like Al Roker can touch the map and stuff comes up.
You're telling me that the marker boards are touch. You touch them?
Yep.
Yeah, they have new. They're called smart boards, and you touch them, and it's basically like a computer dry erase board.
I love it. I love that Roy is not the latest wave of technology
in
schools. You're so old.
I'm blown away.
Thanks, Alyssa.
Is that possible?
That is really cool, though. Like, the teacher could touch the board and, like, a J will come up or, you know, whatever you're...
Really?
Yeah. That's what it sounds like.
Okay, this is Arizona in Kings Mountain. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and the Rim Morning Show.
Good morning.
Hey, Arizona, what do you want to say about your school? Growing up.
So I think like in between the transition of actually the chalkboards and the whiteboards, it was like a glass projector that you would put a clear sheet of paper in.
Oh, yeah,
I remember that.
I was like, oh my gosh, I so remember those things.
Yeah, they used to get so hot. The fan would come on and cool the thing off because it was a giant light bulb. Oh,
yes.
That is so funny. And there was nothing worse than going into a classroom with a light that was flickering.
Yeah.
Because, like, I'm already a bad student. The last thing I need is any other kind of distraction. And I'm in there, and it's just, like, in the back corner, it's just, like, fluttering. And I'm like, what's going on?
You know,
thanks, Arizona.
I'm always blown away. You remember when they would roll in the TV cart? Yeah. Into the classroom.
Yeah.
That TV was so small. How did we watch it from that far away in the back of the class? I have like a 50-inch screen now, and I think it's too small. I'm like, there's no... Like, how did we survive as children watching that small screen?
I don't know. But that was another thing, too. The AV squad, they were the ones that rolled all the electronics in.
And weren't you part of that?
I was not.
Oh, I could see you.
I wasn't
you, like,
smart enough.
I could see you running TVs into walls trying to ride the cart down the hallway.
I have made it clear that, like, when the AV squad was unavailable, the teacher would say, who wants to go get the TV from the, from the room? And I would raise my hand, and I would bring it down, and I would cut the corner too sharp purposely and make bang it into the wall. Because it was quiet, you know? Just bang. All right, last thing about this, then we got to move on. 704 sends a text and says, smart boards are now getting TVs with iPads, I guess, or pads that you write on, and it shows up on the TV so the teacher can move around the class.
That's cool.
Oh, so smart boards are out, and now they're moving into TVs. What happened to the good old chalk?
Still to come.
All right, we have got to get down to business. Loren and Nicole had a fierce bet over the weekend in the NC State versus Virginia Tech football game. We'll tell you who won, or really who lost, and if Loren's got to grow out her unibrow, or Nicole has to dress like a blogger batch. B-E-T-C-H, by the way.
All right, we'll discuss. Coming up next, don't go anywhere.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Boy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
So, there was a bet on the Manny, Roy, and Lorette Morning Show between Loren and Nicole. They were betting on the Hokie versus North Carolina State Wolfpack team.
That was so unnatural for you to say.
Yep. That was very unnatural for me to say. And if Lorenz Hokies won, then Nicole would have to dress like a basic blogger, fall clothes, dress, floppy hats. Think of the stereotypical influencer. The room was going to dress her
over
as that.
Over the knee boots, the whole nine yards.
Very femme.
Very femme. And by the way, if you don't know what Nicole looks like, she's the opposite of very femme. She has an undercut. She has tattoos. She's awesome.
Prides herself on looking like a boy.
Yeah.
With her clothes.
Well, hold on. I don't look like a boy.
I don't know. That one girl thought you were a boy.
Yeah, that was fifth grade.
I think that's how you easily convert to the straight people.
Okay.
Anyway, if Nicole won and the Wolfpack won, then LaRue would have to grow out her unibrow. Well, there's a big watch party at Loren's Chateau, and we can now report that Loren's team, the Virginia Tech Hokies, killed the Wolfpack.
Yeah.
Killed.
What was the final score?
45-something,
yeah,
right?
I think it was 24-45 or something like that.
Pretty much 100-0 in my eyes.
It was 17-0 before Roy and Sterling even showed up to the get-together at Loren's house. And then it was so bad that Loren took Nicole shopping during the game because there was no chance State was coming back.
I did. During halftime, I was like, come on, we're going to go pick your first outfit. Took her upstairs into the closet.
All right, so what's the plan for today? I know we have it written down on our show sheet that we put together every day to bring you top-notch entertainment. 8 a.m., I think, is when she's going to reveal on Facebook Live, or will be on Insta Live or something.
Yep, and I've brought two outfits because I'm not sure of Nicole's sizing, but tomorrow I'll have a better idea, and then I can plan your outfits for the rest of the week, girl.
Woo!
You have to help her with your sizing and stuff. Don't be impossible to shop for.
I mean, I can't help my size.
Well, I know, but she doesn't know what size you are. You got to tell give her the numbers and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
All right. Help her through.
She just said that.
Do you know your numbers? Because I imagine you wear clothes that are just like mediums and...
No, but if you know like I'm a 32 waist, then I can work with that. And I know that that's like a, you know, whatever it is in female
sizes. I was about to say, because like I wouldn't know what I wear in female size clothes. I know that I don't fit into China's 5XL. That's too I do know that.
China's 5XL is like an L here.
Yeah.
I have a 11 size shoe written down. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, how do you feel, Nicole? Are you anxious, excited at all?
No, it's just going to be uncomfortable. Like the way that I sit, the way that I walk, it's just not going to match.
I can't wait.
I have poses already like set up for you too.
All right.
Are you going to be allowed to, because Nicole has an undercut, are you going to be allowed to have free range with her hair and makeup?
Yes, the hair's coming down.
Makeup?
I didn't bring any makeup today.
Okay.
So, and then the idea is to post a couple pictures at the MRL show on our social media, Insta, Facebook, and Twitter. And you guys can go look at Nicole, different pictures. But today there's going to be a whole reveal at 8 a.m. And like we said, we'll let you know. We'll either be on Facebook Live or like Insta Live so people can go and watch. But yeah, I'm excited. Go Wolfpack. Woo.
I'm going to let you use my Starbucks cup and we'll pretend it's a pumpkin spice latte.
Awesome.
Do you realize it's because of all the crap you give her? You know that's why she's taking extra enjoyment in this, Nicole. When you make fun of her photo shoots in the sunflower patch and stuff like that.
100%.
Well, when you bring a leather chair to a photo shoot, you're going to get it.
Whatever.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
You know, you would think that a woman would prefer to spend time with their partner, but that's just not the case.
Well, let's ask the woman in the room. Is that the case?
Why are you looking at me?
Because you're the woman in the room who's got a partner.
Oh, yeah.
There's a new study that came out that not only that I think is shocking that women spend an average of 12 hours or more a week on their smartphones than they do with their significant other, but that the study says that they believe that it would be harder to be without their phone than without their partner. that the emotions of not being with their phone consist of stress, anger, and panic.
But without their partner, there's calmness, enjoyment.
Yeah. So women would rather spend time with their smartphone than
their husbands or significant other.
I have to be honest. I'd probably rather spend more time with my pillow than my husband.
Yeah.
Like, I would cop out on some moving furniture time just for some solid sleep.
Yeah.
Given the choice.
Yeah.
Nighty-night, Ren.
Uh-huh.
What about you, Roy? Like, what would you rather spend time with than your partner?
Probably video games.
And I think maybe mine would be too, like maybe PlayStation.
Video games, because, yeah, I would say, like, if you broke down my day, right, it's the radio show, and then working out, and then video games, and then Sterling. I only see my fiance for, like, an hour, if that a day.
You put Sterling's third on the list?
Well, I just don't see him much during the week. He's working so much. By the time he gets done working, I'm like, dude, I got to go work out and go to bed.
I'm pretty sure I'm last on the list when it comes to my husband.
But wait, hold on, you guys. Keep it in perspective. It's would rather.
Mm-hmm.
So would rather?
So you're saying, Sterling, you just can't because he's busy.
Yeah.
Think about what would you rather do? And I know you hate being put in these positions, but I'm telling you, I probably would rather play PlayStation than sit and watch a movie with, like, Amanda.
I would absolutely rather sleep than do anything with my husband.
Well, you know what? Would you rather do it?
All right, so what would you rather do?
No, this is a trap. Screw you guys.
See?
Come on. Play our game.
Flight Simulator.
Scaredy cat.
I haven't played the Flight Simulator yet, but I want to play so bad. But mine probably would be Dead by Daylight. Is a game I love to play.
Okay.
So I'd much rather play the video game.
Yeah, I mean, it's simple. Sterling would be like, hey, would you like to go for dinner? And you'd be like, no, I'm locked in a game.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'd rather do that.
I have friends, Eddie and Colin, that play video games all the time. And I wish wish I could be like them. And like, they like know, hey, we're going to play for 4 hours this night. Like they have, they just know when they're playing, and I can't ever play when they play.
Do you headset up?
Well, I play on PC, so I use a whole microphone system.
Okay.
It's a whole professional
Such
setup.
Such a nerd.
Yeah, I have a whole professional setup.
I love
my
it
house.
Because I know some of those games get heated too. I'd love to hear your audio one day of you like playing the game.
Well,
with
this
everybody.
Weekend, I did go off because we're playing a new game called Rocket League, and people were breaking down on how I was messing up, and I did not handle the critique well from the gaming friends.
Oh, if we could find that audio,
I was like, don't analyze me.
All right, Loren brought up a good point here, and we're going to ask you guys the question too. What would you rather spend time with, or who would you rather spend time with than your partner?
704-570-9595. Don't worry, they're not listening to the show anyway. Let's to be honest, give us a phone call.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
All right, we have a friend who listens to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show. She's part of the MRL Show fam, and she says that we do a segment called War of the Roses, which is great. We bust cheaters. We do dump them or date them, which is great because we help someone decide that they should keep the partner they're with. She says you don't do anything to hook people up. Her name is Loren. She's a teacher. And we have an idea for Loren. If she wants to play dating games, she can with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show. Wait to hear the idea. And if you're single, guys, don't go anywhere. We're going to need you.
Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Hey, Loren. So you sent us a DM. And this was on Monday. You said, okay, you have War of the Roses. You have Date 'em or Dump 'em. But I'm thinking you need to also get in the market of matchmaking, a segment where you hook up two listeners. Yes, please. I would also volunteer as tribute. The dating apps, man, it's rough out there. That's what she sent us in a DM.
Well, we agree with you, Lauren. We are always busting cheaters and honestly breaking relationships up. But we do need to bring some people together.
So we said, hey, Lauren, we DM'd her back. We would love to talk to you. We're excited. We have an idea. And she said, I'm both excited and terrified for what this idea could be.
Rightfully so. Well,
real quick, Loren, before we give you our idea, tell us a little bit, give us a sense about the dating here in the Carolinas and what's going on for a single person like you.
I don't know. It's rough. Especially with COVID, the only way to meet people, at least for me, especially because I'm a teacher, so there's no like dudes in my career field, is like through the dating apps. And it's just nonsense talking back and forth, and it's just exhausting. So
what's the worst date that you've been on?
So I was at dinner with this guy, and he was talking about a potential new job opportunity, and then he started to cry in the middle of dinner about his job opportunity.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of women would say, oh, that's sweet, he's showing his emotions.
No, you hide those.
Oh, no. No, no, not when you're crying about having to potentially work for the man.
By the way, I'm looking at Lauren's Insta, super pretty. Are you rocking the purple hair right now, or are you back to, it looks red?
I change my hair, like, twice a year. So it's my natural, like, light brown, but I'm going to go back to red for fall.
Yeah, very pretty, guys. Yeah. Okay, here's our idea. We will solicit for three different guys. No, don't start freaking out yet. You didn't even hear anything.
No.
You get to pick from three. It's not like we're just hooking you up with someone.
That's the good thing, is that you're going to have three different guys to choose from. But like you said, during the pandemic, it's very difficult to date. Well, we also realize that during the pandemic, it's very difficult to see who is really who because everybody's wearing a mask. So we will jump on Facebook Live with anyone else who wants to jump in and watch, the three of us, you and the three guys. And we will have three men masked up. Therefore, we will have the
masked dater.
Oh, my God.
We will let the men keep their masks on as you ask questions, talk to them, see who you vibe with the most. Mm-hmm. And then just like a reality show, we'll let one contestant go. Then we'll ask a couple more questions. We'll find out who Loren likes. And then we'll let the other man go, leaving the last man standing.
And then what we'll do is facilitate their phone number exchange with you. They'll reveal their true selves. And then you'll be able to determine if you still want to go on a date.
Okay. I like this. I could definitely do this.
Once the last, you pick the last man, we will then count him down, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and he will reveal himself.
Okay. I can do that. Yeah, I like that.
Here's what we'll do. Send us a photo. We'll get a photo of you posted up on our website, kiss951.com, and on our Instagram, at the MRL Show. Single guys, go to at the MRL Show on, at the MRL Show on Insta. See if you're interested. See if there's anything connection there. You can submit. We'll then grab some guys, and we'll set this up with you, okay?
I like this, yeah.
All right.
All right.
Just make sure that you truly are single, not like Farmer Dan, who called in, and we almost did this with him, and he was married.
Right. By the way, his wife thought it was funny.
Oh, gosh. All right, Lauren, you have a great day. What grade do you teach?
This year I teach TK, Transitional Kindergarten.
Woohoo! It's the MRL Show's Mass Dater. More details coming soon.
Still to come.
Funny we had her on a Friday, and then over the weekend all we got were people saying that they wanted also to be on the Mass Dater, but a contestant, not like they don't want to date.
Mm-hmm.
They want us to hook them up. So go look at her picture now, Facebook, Insta, and go check out the Mass Dater.
All right, we got to get to Can't Beat Loren, free cheer one for a year. Coming up next.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren, sponsored by Cheerwine Soft Drink on Kiss 95.1.
All right, we got to play fast. We got to say hi to Dora in Concord, who plays along in the car and does well sometimes, and she's going to try and take you down for free Cheerwine, Loren.
All right, let's do it, Dora.
All right, get out of the studio, Loren.
I'm going.
All right, Loren is leaving the studio, and she is gone. She can no longer hear these questions.
All right, here we go. Dora in Concord. Gigi Hadid gave birth on a Pennsylvania farm last week. Who is Gigi's sister that dated The Weeknd?
Bella.
Question two. Prince Harry's wife has been a model, an actress, and a British royal. Now reports are saying that she might be getting into politics. Who is that?
Meghan Markle.
Question three. Even though Jessica Biel and Justin Timberlake haven't confirmed the news of another baby, Lance Bass confirmed it. What band were Lance and Justin in together?
NSYNC.
Question four. Vin Diesel dropped his debut single on the Kelly Clarkson show. What car franchise did he star in?
Fast and the Furious.
Okay, question five. Dax Shepard recently revealed that he relapsed after 16 years of sobriety. He tried to wean himself off, but he couldn't do it. He turned to his wife. Who is his wife?
Kristen Bell.
Okay. Come on in, Loren. Dora had a good day. One of those good car days.
Okay. Well, how did Dora do?
All correct, which means we won't tell you if you got it right or wrong until the very end.
All right.
All right. Gigi Hadid gave birth on her Pennsylvania farm last week. Who is Gigi's sister that dated The Weeknd?
Bella Hadid.
Prince Harry's wife has been a model, an actress, a British royal, too, and now reports are saying she wants to get into politics. Who is that?
Meghan Markle.
Even though Jessica Biel and Justin Timberlake haven't confirmed the news of another baby, Lance Bass confirmed it. Justin and Lance were in what group together?
That's the worst, by the way. NSYNC.
Who's Lance Bass? Maney?
Yeah, right?
Vin Diesel dropped his debut single on the Kelly Clarkson show. What movie franchise did he star in?
The Fast and the Furious.
Hey, who did?
Can't wait to hear that.
Dax Shepard recently revealed that he relapsed after 16 years of sobriety. He tried to wean himself off, but he couldn't do it alone, so he turned to his wife. Her name is?
Kristen Bell.
It's a tie, 5-5.
Good job, Dora.
Well, thanks. I thought I had you there for a second.
Not so fast, but you know what we want to hear before we let you go today.
Yep, my name is Lauren. I can't beat Lauren, but I sure can tie her.
Thanks for playing, Dora.
All right, thanks. Have a good one.
All right, you too. All right, don't go anywhere, you guys. Coming up, we're 15 minutes away from the reveal. Nicole in very femme clothes this morning after she lost a bet this weekend.
She's looking pretty in pink, y'all.
And should you date someone who had a horrible ex? We'll explain that in less than 10 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's the Manny Roy, the Rim Morning Show on Kiss 95.1.
It's funny, I am watching Loren and Nicole work out the big reveal coming up in just about 10 minutes here on the Manny Roy and Loren Show.
If you missed it, Nicole lost a bet against Loren, and the consequence is for Nicole to dress like the basic fall blogger with the knee-high boots and the skirts and the hats and the
sweaters the brown. And the thing is Nicole isn't like that at all.
No, she typically wears, imagine like what Justin Bieber wears. It's like masculine clothes, a little baggy,
Yeah.
Yeah, she has an undercut.
Nothing really femme about her at all. No. So that's why this is the bet. Her team lost. The Wolfpack lost.
She wears no makeup.
I can see the bottom of what she's wearing on the computer screen, on the video screen in here. And I
I think she's wearing a skirt.
I don't want to look anymore because I want to see the reveal. Like, with everybody else, we'll be on Insta Live coming up in about 10 minutes. But I see you run in and out of the studio every second.
Yeah, because I'm trying to, like, style her with different things. And I just took a picture of her, and she's going to kill me. But I'm going to make her take another one because it's got to be, like, a real blogger photo. It can't just be like
100%, Loren.
Yeah, like I got to take it in portrait mode, and I didn't, Nicole. I'm sorry. We're gonna have to take it again.
Yeah.
So Nicole is currently dressed right now, but not done yet. Not done for the big reveal. How are you feeling?
I don't have words yet.
And Mel just stuck her head out from Kay, and she was like, "Is Nicole in a dress?" She's like, "This is wigging me out."
All right, we're going to have, like we said, we'll be on live and we'll talk more to Nicole coming up after 8 here on the Manny, Roy, and Loren show. But I want to ask you this. Do you guys think this is a genius dating philosophy or a dumb dating philosophy? Chime in when I lay it out for you. I have a buddy who says that the only way he'll date someone now is if they were married to a horrible ex. He's older, so now he's, you know, dating people who've been divorced.
Why? So he looks great.
Exactly. Yeah. He said, "You should seriously consider this." He tweeted this. And he said, "Their expectations are very low. If they were in a horrible relationship, the next guy's got to be good. Got to be better."
No, I think I disagree. You know why? Because I feel like I've had friends who are the crazy ex-girlfriends, but because that guy made them nuts. Like,
right.
So even though you have a crazy ex, doesn't mean that you're the innocent party. Like, you could be just as nuts.
You're saying that that because of the trauma, if you will, of that relationship, they now got permanent baggage.
Right.
So you might be getting a sour apple.
Mm-hmm.
So he needs to watch out, is what you're saying.
See, I thought of it kind of differently. I thought it's not that they accept as that was the low standard. They clearly have a higher expectation, too. And they're going to want you to meet it. Right.
It's another valid point, mm-hmm. Roy. Facts.
Yeah, like they, in their head, they created what the perfect partner is because their partner was so horrible.
But if that guy checks off one of her 5 boxes, will she then just be okay with that one box checked off, saying like, "Oh, this guy's, he held the door for me. He's way better than my ex. My ex never did that."
Until he does something that the ex used to do. And then she's like, "Ah, you're just like my ex. Yeah. I can't believe you." And then it's, like I said, you're opening Pandora's box, if you will.
Mm. I love this philosophy. I go, dude, that is a 100.
Then Roy and I just shoot holes all through
immediately.
It makes perfect sense. Of course you want to date someone who is in a bad relationship where the husband or, like I said, he's, by the way, when you're in your 40s, you don't find anyone who's never been married
before.
Of course.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
So he's like, if her ex-husband was a jerk, then I know I'm already in good standing before I even say anything, just because I'm not him. And I was like, yeah, I really do think there's something to that.
I think I'd much rather someone who had an actually okay relationship. They just fell out of love.
I agree. Like, I want somebody, and this is not going to be me if it ever happens, but I want somebody who had, like, a mutual parting. Like, we're okay now. We parent really well together. We still get along. That means there was no, like, animosity leaving the relationship. They just didn't work.
Now, Loren, let me throw this angle at you. Maybe you'll have a different change of an opinion. We got a text from 704 that says, "My longtime boyfriend has a psycho ex-fiance.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, it's nice because I never have to worry about her coming back to rekindle things."
Why? Because you have a restraining order?
No, because he's not going to go back to the crazy ex.
Yeah,
but what happens if he has, like, I don't know, trust issues or, you know, now because of that previous relationship, because it was so bad.
But isn't it also fair to say that every relationship ends with some sort of drama or else the relationship wouldn't end?
No.
Like, somebody points a finger. It's very rare for somebody to break up the way you just said it, which is like it's amicable.
Right.
You know, like, how many people did I break up with in my single days where I thought it was amicable only to find out, like, when I tried to friend request them, they rejected me because I was a jerk.
It's because you ghosted them.
I was a bad breaker-upper.
Which was not the trend in the 90s. You did something that's like on trend now that back then was so.
You started the trend. Yeah.
I love this though. 828 just texted in and said it doesn't matter. The dating pool here is so horrible.
Wow.
So you take what you get, kind of, I guess.
Still to come.
I got a pulse. Okay.
All right, we have the big reveal. This is exciting. Producer Nicole, who dresses kind of manly. I don't know how to say it, Nicole, without making it sound
masculine.
Like a masculine.
Are you okay with us saying that? You dress masculine?
I guess. I don't know.
Okay.
She's swaggy.
She lost her bet, and now Loren gets to dress her for a full week however she wants.
Yep.
We're going to have the reveal live on the radio and then live on Instagram at the MRL show coming up. Give us two songs, and we'll get. You have two songs to get already.
Got it.
All right, go for it.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
That's Doja Cat Say So with the Manny Roy and the Red Morning Show. Kiss 95.1. We are live on Instagram at the MRL Show if you want to look at see what we're about to talk about. But a bet was lost between Nicole and Loren over the Hokie versus the Wolfpack game. The Hokies, Loren's team, demolish North Carolina State. And as a punishment, Nicole has to dress like a blogger in the knee-high boots, the fall clothes, the PSL. She has to dress very femme.
Yes.
Now, all week, by the way.
All week. Now, Nicole is a stud lesbian. Is how I would describe. Isn't that
she just
fair?
Told us to say she dresses masculine,
yeah,
and you
I
took
think,
it to a whole
no,
other
but
level.
No, but I think the actual terminology that's in the what, gay community
okay,
is called a stud.
Okay.
That's what she would refer herself to, I think.
Yeah. Stem.
A stem. A stem. Okay.
Well, okay, stem. Stud stems. Okay.
Okay.
But either way, it's a very masculine style appearance. Now you're going to look very femme as a part of you.
All right, hundreds of people are on Instagram
way,
live right now.
The whole building is like looking at her. She's fucking other people off in the building.
Stop flipping off other morning shows.
Okay, if you want to see this, go to Instagram at the MRL show. We, of course, if you can't do that because you're driving, we're going to give you the play-by-play. We'll tell you what we see and what's happening.
Loren is going to do it like fashion show style, where, you know, the MC of the fashion show goes, and here is Loren wearing the beautiful trend for the fall. So
yep.
Do it that way, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Is she coming in?
Yep. Bring in the reveal.
Okay,
if
and
you
I
would please.
I just posted the actual like blogger photos. She's posed. It's done in portrait mode on our Instagram at the MRL show. But here comes Nicole. Nicole today is looking pretty in pink with a touch of leopard and an accordion skirt that is midi. She is also rocking a pink Kate Spade clutch and pink Kendra Scott earrings.
Oh, very
because
nice.
Every blogger knows those are the two staples you need in your closet. And she also has a pumpkin spice latte in tow.
In the studio, she's posing with a drink.
What? So she's got a pink leopard sweater and a long, so it's a longer skirt.
It's a midi skirt.
And your hair is down. I haven't seen your hair down in forever.
Bro, me either.
Before she took her hair down, she was in her studio and I went in to like style the look. And all I could see were the earrings from behind and like her undercut. And I was like, I'm getting too much enjoyment out of this.
What are you wearing on your feet?
Well, she has Chuck Taylor's on today.
Okay. Oh. That can't be all.
Just because she's, I didn't know her shoe size. So
yeah, by the way, for those, they don't know what just happened. Nicole, you can't kick up your legs when you have a skirt. We see things. I know you're not used to wearing a skirt.
But people are loving it. Aaron says, I love this. Y'all are my favorite. A lot of people are saying, wow.
And I've gotten a lot of requests for knee-high boots and like the sweater with the high bun kind of fall look with the hat. And that will happen this week. I assure you. I promise you. But I am having a problem finding a size 11 in knee-high boots. So
if
I'm
anybody has any, let us know.
Yep. I'm gonna take care of that today. So okay, there will be over the knee boots.
How do you feel?
Okay. First things first. Earrings are heavy. This is odd. I feel like girls have to suck in 24/7. That's a little, I'm sweating because of that. I don't like that I can't do whatever I want with my legs.
When was the last time you remotely looked like this?
High school senior prom.
10 years ago.
Ten years ago. That's the last time I had makeup on. That's the last time I wore a dress.
Now, to be fair, these looks are only going to get more intense throughout the week because today we do not have hair or makeup.
Huh, okay.
Somebody but send a message on Insta and said if she was a booger, I'd pick her.
Thanks.
Oh, you lost the bet.
Yeah, I did.
Oh,
sorry, girl.
Did nothing good for you.
They didn't even give me a shot.
Hashtag Weaver and Wedges.
You
Weaver
look good. And Wedges. People say you look really uncomfortable, though.
Yeah, it's the first day.
Now, you're supposed to wear this all day.
No, bro. 10.
You better take it up with the girl who won the bet.
10. These are her clothes. I can't leave with her clothes.
No, you can. Listen, you can borrow them.
She's okay.
No, listen. If Loren has to have her, the other challenge of the bet, if you won, is that Loren would have to have a unibrow. And that's a 24-hour commitment.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you should wear a dress all day.
Is that a belly shirt?
I tied it up because it looked a little too...
Someone said I look like their mom. So
it looked a little too mature when it was down because I had a belt for it, but the belt didn't fit. So I was like, "We're going a different way." Now I'm going to tie it up.
I'm sweating.
Yeah. Well, I can't wait because when Nicole leaves here, she is a professional dog walker. I can't wait to see you in the streets of Charlotte walking dogs,
getting catcalled by construction workers.
Look at this hot stuff.
Hey, girl. Yeah. Let me get that number.
And then, like,
what do you want?
At her apartment complex, people are going to be like, "Oh, who's the new chick? Oh, look at this new single girl that just came."
I want to know how many dudes' numbers you get tomorrow.
All right, go check out the video and the pictures right now at the MRL Show Facebook and Insta. Go do it now, and we'll keep you updated all week long. Okay?
Yeah.
All right, you're a good sport, Nicole.
You are.
All right, thanks, guys.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
This is Maney, Roy, and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
All right, let's say hello to Brandy. Brandy, you're on with the Maney, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show.
Hi.
Good morning, Brandy. What's going on? Something you want to explain to us, something that happened to you over the weekend?
Yeah. So I finally went back out, which was super exciting. I've been, like, staying in because of COVID and all of that. Mm-hmm. But I went out this weekend with some girlfriends and it just seems like I guess nothing has changed in the dating world, I guess.
Mm.
Yeah, we told girl Lauren about an hour ago that we're going to help her do a game called the Mask Dater, where we're going to find 3 guys, put masks on them, and then she could choose the one guy and we'll have him reveal his face. And she says it's horrible dating here in the Carolinas too.
Yeah, it seriously is. Like, so I was out, right? And there was this cute guy who came over and bought me and my friends drinks. And he said that he was a vet. And, you know, that's super cool. And so we're, like, asking questions and all of this. And he just, I think he was lying. I just think
about
for whatever reason, about being a vet. He, like, didn't know, you know, we asked, like.
Like a veterinarian or, like, a vet who served our country?
Yeah, nope, sorry, veterinarian, yeah.
Oh, I thought Stolen Valor for a moment.
Me too.
I was like, oh, man. You went to an army supply store and had too much fun.
What do you think he lied? Why was he, what did he say, like, about being a veterinarian that made you think he was lying? Maybe he wasn't.
He just, like, he couldn't answer any questions. Like, we asked, like, where did he do his residency? And he just, like, didn't. He was like, I prefer not to say. And we asked him,
that's weird.
And then what's the hardest animal to work on? Which seems like a pretty softball sort of question. And he had no idea. So it's just, it's like, why lie? Like, why do guys lie? I like him.
Well,
and now I just think he's weird and creepy.
Because, Brandy, guys will do anything that they think will secure the deal.
But he didn't need to. She said she was already into him.
Yeah, but he has his own insecurities, and so he came up with this whole Vetbeck story. I remember when Manny lied about his career. Didn't you say you were something?
I used to tell people I was a paleontologist until I caught one woman who goes, "Oh, really? What was your thesis? Your college thesis?" And I was like, "I'll be right back."
Jurassic Park.
Yeah, that dinosaur's evolved into birds. And then if you have a dinosaur park bet, then you're going to happen. That's my college thesis.
My thesis is that alligators are just modern dinosaurs.
I tell you, I mean, but I did it because, I mean, it was in the 90s when I was single and like, you know, dating and, you know, in college and having fun. And I just did it because you needed a conversation starter. You needed to say something interesting, like just being like, "Hey, I'm a college kid that works for, you know, this radio station."
So do you think this guy was embarrassed about what he does for a living then, maybe?
Yeah. I mean, what could you do that you'd be embarrassed of?
Yeah, well, he might, like, just not have a job. But why make up something you know nothing about?
You're right. If I'm going to come up with a lie, I'm at least going to pretend like I know about it.
Right. Do some, you know, homework first, I guess.
704 sent a text message in and said, "Ha ha, maybe he's just a really bad veterinarian."
Maybe.
Listen, there's a veterinarian that said my dog was my dog that I grew up with as a child. Wishbone's now 17 years old. He was supposed to die 2 years ago. He's still kicking.
That's true. That dog was supposed to die before Woofer.
Yeah.
And Woofer's still at the vet.
He's blind, deaf, doesn't know what's going on, but he will not go towards the light, primarily because he's blind and can't see it.
Everything is the light.
Go towards the light, Wishbone.
I don't know where to go.
Brandy, if someone asked you what you did for a living, what would you say?
That I'm a teacher.
Is that true, or are you making that up?
Yeah, it is. I teach third grade.
Oh, okay.
I mean, what would be your cover story? Paleontologist? No, are you still going with that?
I'd get off paleontologist. Probably Space Force.
Space Force?
The new Trump Space Force.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, dude. Uranus is awesome. That's what I would say.
That's so stupid.
Thanks, Brandy.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
I love it. We are so busy as a show. We have so much going on, including producer Nicole dressed as a full woman. You can go check out full women's clothes. You can go check that out.
Women in clothes.
Mm-hmm. At the MRL show, Facebook, Insta. We put pictures up after she lost a bet.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, there's like, just like a lot of loose ends. Like, we still need to talk to you about your au pair who's going to be moving back to Italy in a couple months and get an update from you. And Roy can't figure out a wedding song for he and Sterling for their wedding in 2 years from now. But we found this article, and Roy, this pertains to you, and it's the wedding songs that lead to the happiest and unhappiest marriages.
Okay.
A new UK survey finds that couples, and by the way, the survey in the UK and here can translate pretty easily, I would think.
I would hope. It's both English. They just say it funny.
Hello.
Yeah. Oh, God.
So the UK survey finds that couples whose first dance was Elton John's "Can You Feel the Love Tonight" describes themselves as most happy.
No, that's Lion King. Isn't that Lion King's music? I wouldn't be able to focus.
All you'd see is Simba and Nala running around in your head.
Elton John was on the Lion King soundtrack?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he did several songs.
Oh, really?
Do you not know this song?
I thought that was Phil Collins. Phil Collins did one too, though.
Maybe.
For some Disney movie.
Well, back in the 90s, they got all the big stars to jump in.
Oh, you and Sterling can dance to this.
I guess.
Just imagine staring into Sterling's eyes while everybody's eyes are on both of you.
Why are you saying
and
that?
And you can't do any, like,
why are you
can't
saying,
make a
stop
joke.
Stop talking.
You can't.
Stop.
You know the three of us, Nicole, Loren, and I, are going to be side laughing, like,
you're not going to dance. I'm gonna have my security detail put you guys out of the room for the first dance so I don't see you.
Side comments left and right.
Oh, your hand's a little low there.
I'm getting heckled during my first dance.
Isn't She Lovely by Stevie Wonder. This would work for you guys too, Roy.
I like this song.
This was the second one.
Isn't She Lovely? This song clearly about a woman.
What is this?
What is that?
Is that the beginning?
There's a baby crying in it.
Yeah, that's when we want to hear baby cries at our wedding.
Great birth control.
I actually like this song.
Instead of she, you could just put Sterling and Roy.
Yeah.
Isn't this like a father-daughter dance? I don't know.
Probably. Which I don't, you know. I don't know. I don't know how much of the traditions we're going to follow for our own wedding.
Oh, you have to do a first dance. Don't let us influence you.
Well, we'll probably do a first dance. I just probably won't have you guys in the room.
It'll be private.
It'll be a private first dance.
Here's the third one. These are the songs that lead to the happiest marriages. There is an unhappiest list, and we'll get to that coming up here in a minute. This is The Way You Look Tonight by Frank.
Oh, this is like just a good song in general. This is like a cocktail hour song, though.
Someday, when I'm awfully low.
I can see something like this.
When the world
really?
Is cold.
I would not peg this for you guys.
Oh, I'd like to listen to Frank Sinatra.
Oh, I love Frank.
By a cook, right?
By a cook, yep, 100%. How do you know that?
You told us.
Oh, okay.
I watch you on the camera.
I was like, how do you know that?
We use Alexa as a microphone to spy on you.
I jam out to Frank Sinatra and some old classics while I cook.
Yes, your love.
What else is on there?
I'll give you the last one, A Whole New World.
From Aladdin?
Yeah, on the good list. These are all songs where the marriage ends happily or is still happy.
I'm noticing a trend that's like Disney productions. So like, is Frozen 2 going to be the
obnoxiously happy couple? Yeah.
Is Frozen going to be like the wedding song of 2020?
Letting go? I don't think so.
There's no way this is someone's first dance.
Yeah, this is cheesy.
This is it.
AF.
Leah Senlangi and Brad Kane's A Whole New World. 71% of people that dance to this and say they're still happily married.
Okay, I'm not touching that. There's so many layup jokes.
Yeah. Is the Moana song going to be?
Yeah, this is a good one for you, Roy.
What can I say except you're welcome?
Please,
nice to see you, Dumont. The hair, the bod. When you're staring at a demigod, what can I say except you're welcome? For the tides, the sun, the sky. Hey, it's okay.
Dance song. Like, Sterling, this is an honor for you. This is a blessing. You're welcome to have me. I am a demigod. Break it up.
Look at him, yo. Oh, also I lasso the sun.
I'm losing it, too.
Can I choreograph the whole thing for you? Yes,
the breeze. You're welcome to fill your sails and shake your trees. So what can I say?
Dancing around to this song.
Yeah.
All right, now listen, we're going to take a quick break. These are the songs that lead to the happiest marriages. There's a list of unhappiest marriages, and I'll tell you right now, One Direction's song is top of the unhappiest marriages.
Wow.
Really?
We'll get that in a minute here on the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz Show. Enjoy Roy and Sterling's first dance.
I buried its guts, sprouted a tree, now you got coconuts. What's the lesson? What is the takeaway? Don't mess with Maui when he's on a breakaway. And the tapestry here in my skin is a map of the victories I win. Look around and I make everything happen. Look at that, me, Minnie, Maui, just take it down.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our KISS 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
That was Niall and Ash Nahorn from One Direction. And we're talking about the songs that lead to the happiest marriages, the wedding dance.
Which that would not be one of them, because I believe that's a divorce therapy song, from what I heard.
We just did the list of the songs, first dance songs, that lead to the happiest marriages. 77% of people who dance to Elton John's song, Can You Feel the Love Tonight, say that they're currently happy in their marriage. And we'll put the whole list up at kiss951.com so that you can go check it out. But there is a One Direction song that is the top of the list for the least positive song when it comes to marriage.
And I love those guys. Big fan of 1D.
75% of people who danced to this song, Roy, Little Things by One Direction, say their marriage is unhappy.
What? It's such a nice song. Do you love all the little things about someone?
You know, maybe they start to get on your nerves, though. Like, you don't put the clothes away. Yeah. At first, that's endearing, because then I can help you along. But after the 15,000 times of you missing the sock drawer.
That felt really personal.
Jeez, Lorraine. Sounds like we're in counseling.
I felt like you were talking to someone.
This is One Direction's Little Thing. 75% of people that dance to this say that they're unhappy, separated, or divorced.
The dimples in your back. Any other things that make you feel? Any of this, Lorraine?
Yeah.
How do you feel when you hear this song?
I
won't
let these little things. I wish these boys would get back together. Trying to think why, if there's anything I can hear in the song that would lead me to believe that for the next 5 years I will do all this.
And then I'll snap and we'll be in therapy.
Well, maybe it's because One Direction broke up.
Oh,
like it's an omen.
It's an omen.
Also, don't dance to this song at your wedding. 61% of people say that they're not happy, divorced, or separated if they dance to Jason Mraz, I'm Yours.
When I was a wedding DJ, I played this all the time.
with a cluster of divorces in Roanoke. Yeah. I tried to beat you, but you're so hot that I melted. I fell right through the cracks. Now I'm trying to get back before the cool down. Yeah, I don't know.
How do you even dance to this? That's going to stop me, but
divine intervention. There's probably covers that are a bit slower.
Yeah. To win some, this is like, you have to swing to this.
I've done when people were leaving the altar, I did this music too. This song would be good for that.
These are the first dance songs at your wedding that lead to unhappy marriages. Yeah. This one's on the list too.
So if this was at your wedding, I got some bad news. Oh, Lorraine, was this at yours? Divorce is a coming,
no,
girl.
It wasn't. I don't think it was played at our wedding, but I think maybe this is the music for our wedding reel. Like the video.
Good. You're a falling star. You're
the getaway car. You're the, I love it.
I know, I like this song.
It's so cheesy. Is that what you said? It is so cheesy.
I mean, I just picture it with a wedding video, all smiles, all laughs. You know, your crazy cousin and your crazy aunt making funny faces into the camera.
You're right. It's so cheesy. You can produce it way in advance.
Nicole and I with our drinks, like hugging each other.
Cheers, Roy.
Yeah, this one's on there. And then the last one, I'll give you the last one because it's an Ed Sheeran song. You think you know what Ed Sheeran song leads to unhappy marriages?
I don't know. I love Ed Sheeran, though. He's pretty modern.
This one.
No country songs on this list, huh?
No.
Oh, yeah, I could, yeah.
You could see people getting into an unhappy relationship for this?
Yes, but let me tell you my reasoning behind this. Because you know the couples that are on Facebook that are like super lovey-dovey on Facebook, like overdo it?
Yes.
That's the, like, to me, this is the equivalent of doing that.
Yeah, yeah. You had an argument the night before the wedding, if this is your song at the wedding.
If you literally just yelled at him because he wouldn't get from the bar to the dance floor, this is your song.
This blog is actually up right now. I did it last week, kiss951.com. The wedding songs that lead to the happiest and unhappiest marriages. Obviously, we didn't get to all of them. So.
I now want my song to be so obscure that people have to really focus on the lyrics. They're like, what is that?
I'm going to bring that list to your wedding. The full list of 100 songs and go through it and be like, no, it's not good. Next.
Dictionary on the song.
This one's good, too. Ladies and gentlemen, here they are for the first time ever.
Break up with the girl for me.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All right, it's the Mania Roy in the Rain Morning Show on Kiss 95.1. So on TikTok, a woman shared that she just discovered that her boyfriend hasn't washed this in 10 years.
Now, Lorraine, you were out of the room, and I told Roy I for sure thought I had it, and that's his favorite T-shirt. But Roy said no.
He hasn't worn this?
No, washed.
Oh, washed.
And by the way, he refused to do it.
Not his underwear. boxers.
I was going to say his favorite hat.
Oh, that's not a bad guess.
Like, I never wash hats, but I washed one over the weekend, actually, because it was so filthy.
She discovered that he hasn't washed his pillows.
What? Oh, wait. Pillowcases or actual pillows?
Well, the article doesn't go that deep into it.
Let's say cases.
Okay.
Because you don't wash a pillow.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say. You probably, well, maybe you Febreze it or like spray something on it.
Yeah, but the whole point of the pillowcase is so it remains clean.
Or you just get a new one when it's time.
So she, when she discovered that he hasn't washed it in 10 years, she said.
It's got to be stained and gross.
She said, well, it's time for us to go ahead and buy new ones. Mm-hmm. He refused. He goes, we're not doing it. So then she secretly, while he was gone, got the bleach and cleaned them when he wasn't around.
That's the reaction when he found out.
So obviously he never realized it.
I wonder why he didn't want to wash his pillow cover.
Oh, no, that's weird. That's a weird thing not to want to wash.
I get it if you don't want to change your pillow because you have a great pillow that gives you a good night's sleep and it's broken in the right way.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, what's the one item, and we can all play along. You don't have to tell us how long it's been, but what's the one item that you haven't, screw it, tell us how long it's been. What's the one item that you haven't washed in forever? 704-570-9595.
I mean, I don't wash jeans very often.
I probably wash mine after four wears.
But it hasn't been more than like five months, probably, right? I mean, that's a good starting point.
Honestly, no, probably not that long. But I wear them until they feel like worn out, you know? And then when you wash them, they kind of shrink back to what they were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know we've talked about this, but remind me, what do you guys do for bath towels?
What do you mean bath towels?
Shower towels.
Three times.
Your bathroom towels that you wash off with after you come out of the shower.
Three times.
Oh, my rule is until it smells.
How's it going to smell? You're clean when you get out of the shower.
There's a smell to a towel.
Like especially mildew?
A
guy's
there's a smell.
There's a guy smell.
Yeah. Ew.
And the other thing that's tricky on a guy, too, is, and I guess women are probably the same way, like, you got to be careful, like, where you wipe your behind, you got to be careful you don't flip that around on the front and start doing the front with it.
Well, when you're drying off from the shower?
Yeah.
Mm. I'm usually a face, then body kind of girl.
That's smart.
Yeah.
I've learned that after a couple fails.
I also refuse to use the towel if it's even a little damp. I go for a new one.
863 texted in and said jackets.
That's really true. I couldn't even tell you. I have blazers. I probably never have sent to the dry cleaner.
704 says sneakers. I haven't washed my sneakers probably since I've gotten them 5 years ago.
Yeah, you know, with the jackets, I don't wash them unless there's like campfire smoke on them. Right. And I need to get that smoky smell off. But outside that, I don't.
But I do my bathroom towels probably every after three showers.
Mm-hmm.
Is that clean? Is that safe?
I say three showers.
Okay. Because you're right. You're coming out clean.
Right.
You just got to get rid of the wetness and get that in. Someone says that they sleep with a life-size panda every night and they've never washed it and it's 4 years old.
Oh, the dead skin that's just on that panda that you're cuddling every night.
Ew.
Yep.
Yankees jerseys never laundered in 6 to 8 years.
You know, yeah, sports people will not do that.
Because of the superstition stupid thing.
Stupid stitions.
The stupid stitions.
What items haven't you washed in so long? Get to us.
704-570-9595.
I can't figure out why that guy wouldn't want to wash his pillowcase in 10 years, though.
No, I think I didn't see the video, but I think it's more of, hey, you need to wash this. Well, we need to get rid of him and get something new. And he said, no, he doesn't want to. And so she then just cleaned it. I bet he's just lazy. You know what I mean? I bet he's just lazy and didn't want to go through the process of taking everything off.
You know what you do with the pillow? You just flip the side. Whatever side's less dirty that day, you just flip it.
Gross.
No, I flip my pillow all night long.
Do
me
you?
Me too. Yeah. I need a cool side.
Mm-hmm.
863 says, I wash my hair less than y'all wash your you wash your towels every 3 days.
Oh, I don't know, girl. I go a week.
Oh, you do?
I only wash my hair once a week.
Oh, is that? Well,
should I do that?
Well, no, hold on.
No, it's for like girls. Like we use dry shampoo in between.
No. At 6:30 this morning, you told us you had lice.
Not now.
We know why.
Not now. When I was younger, I did, and it's because lice like clean hair. So I was traumatized, and now I never wash my hair.
So you purposely have filthy hair so you don't get lice.
No, that's not the reason.
Why do you only wash your hair once a week?
Because it looks better when it's not washed.
But it's disgusting, especially in the summer here.
You wouldn't even know.
It's oily.
Smell it. Smell it. How does it smell good? It smells like dry shampoo.
Go around the plastic.
I ain't smelling it.
I'll smell it.
I'll stick the bun on the other side of the plastic. How about that?
Stick the bun over. Wonderful.
See?
Does it? Oh, yeah, damn you.
Manny, Roy, and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
You having fun over there still, Ren?
Oh, you know it.
Basking in all your glory of winning the bet this weekend against Nicole?
Yes. Virginia Tech won against NC State, and Nicole had to pay off a bet this week. And every single day, I get to dress her in a different blogger babe outfit. And I'm having way too much fun with it.
Nicole pretty much dresses very masculine.
Yeah, I called her a stud, but she also says stim is how she typically dresses. But now she's in a beautiful dress skirt with a wonderful pink top.
There she is, Miss NC State loser.
The Kendall Scott.
Pretty woman walking down the street.
Yeah, it's you.
Like, I wanted you to come out like Sandra Bullock in Miss Congeniality today.
Pictures, by the way, video, it's all up at the MRL show, Insta, Twitter, Facebook. How are you feeling, Nicole? You've been in full women's garb, dressed as a basic blogger since about 7 a.m. this morning.
Uncomfy. Uncomfy.
It looks really comfy. You're wearing a soft sweater and a big frilly skirt.
I thought it was very nice for day one. Like, we were just dipping the toe in today.
Great. That's reassuring.
I bet when you wear a skirt like that, it's very breezy. You know?
Tell everyone what you just asked Loren off the air.
Yes. So I have a skirt, and it's approaching the time where I've had my coffee and my water, so I have to go to the restroom. And I said, do we lift up or do we pull down?
I would get completely naked. I wouldn't know how to do it.
What is the way?
I think you lift up. Mm-hmm. That's what I would do.
That's crazy.
How do you? We got to make sure you don't get it wet. Doesn't have to go in the toilet bowl or anything.
That's crazy.
I get wet.
And at 8 a.m. this morning when you did your reveal, you also told us, when was the last time you dressed like this? Like in a skirt or dress?
The last time that I would say that I dress like pretty feminine would be my high school prom in 2010.
People absolutely love the way you're dressed right now. I mean, we have hundreds. We're getting close to hundreds of comments at the MRL show on Insta. Go check it out now. By the way, if you like us, we'll like you back.
Yeah, at the MRL show.
Let's see. Miss Jessica from Power 98.
Oh, God.
She said, I was just walking by, and I go, yo, who's in Nicole's studio? It's her.
Dressed.
A lot of people are asking, hey, Nicole, where did that sweater come from? I love it.
I said we should post an affiliate link for you just to really lean into the blogger status.
Thanks for asking. Like if you know it.
Like to know it.
Like to know it.
Like to know it.
Nicole can rock. Money. Nicole can rock anything. Our friend Kendall Burton said. Right? Wasn't she a dancer with you, Loren? A honeybee.
A honeybee. Yep.
Nicole looks great, but very uncomfortable.
Uncomfy.
Our friend Alexis, who runs kiss951.com and most of our social pages, just put three words. Oh, my God.
My best friend, like, from childhood commented and said, oh, hell no.
I'm getting a couple messages from coworkers saying, can I get Nikki's number?
Settle down, boys. We're not sure she's there yet. Give her to Friday to find out if she's going to go straight.
I just like that we, like, totally posed her for the blogger pictures, too. Like, the leg pop, the pumpkin spice latte, the clutch.
Loren, you did great.
Thank you.
Now, here's two people that say, no, bring back the regular Nicole. And then someone goes, whoa, she's cute, but I prefer the real Nicole. So,
yeah,
all right.
This is not the Nicole that converts straight women to one night.
I don't know. Maybe they'll fall right into a trap now.
Yeah, maybe.
All right, go check out the picture right now at the MRL show on Insta.
Kiss 95.1.
All right, LeBron, what you got going on in Hollywood?
All right, so we told you last week that Gigi Hadid and Zayn are officially parents. They welcomed their first child into the world, a daughter. But now we're getting reports that she actually had the baby on their farm in rural Pennsylvania, that they've been going back and forth between Pennsylvania and Manhattan.
Is that a big deal?
To have a baby at home? Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, it's very dangerous.
I mean, animals have babies on the farm all the time.
Well, they're just animals.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what to tell you.
Okay.
We kind of had breezed over that, Dallas and I, when we were having Jax because of the pandemic, and we didn't know if we wanted to be in a hospital.
Uh-huh.
And then the more we talked about it, I was like, no, God forbid anything were to happen. Like, I want to be in the care of medical professionals in the actual hospital.
Right.
So, but yeah.
Hold on a second. Zane, I think somebody's at the door. Go check it out, would you please? Okay, honey, we're on the farm, so who knows who it could be? Let's see. Oh, it's the pigs. They're here to congratulate you.
That's a pig?
Yeah, that's
terrifying.
Pig sound. Oh. Pretty good.
No, it is good. It's great.
Yes, I know. Yes, no bacon. We get it. Thank you. Bye-bye.
I don't want to be on the bad side of a pig, is all I'm saying.
So, also, the Playboy Mansion is looking a little bit different since Hugh Hefner has passed away. And now there's reports coming out that it was actually abandoned between the time that Hugh had passed away and the new owners taking over. But people went in and took a bunch of stuff.
You must have read my blog, Loren. They took away sheets, lingerie, toys, movies, pictures, and even chiseled away some of the stonework so that they say they can have a piece of the mansion.
That's so crazy.
When you say toys, you mean what I think you mean?
Yep, that's exactly. Yep.
Gotcha.
Don't make them go any farther than that, please.
Okay.
All right, Meghan Markle wants to get into politics, and Vin Diesel has a new song. He thinks he's a pop star.
Roy, I think we were talking about first dance songs for you. Listen to Vin Diesel's single, Feel Like I Do.
This is not real. Is this really his song?
It's really his song, and he teamed up with Kygo, like, to make it legit, I guess, but he teased it on the Kelly Clarkson show, and he posted on Instagram, like, a picture of him. I guess it's supposed to be an album cover. I don't know. But it says, in a year where I would normally be on a movie set, I found another creative outlet, another way to share my heart with you.
What do you think?
I'm not going to lie. If I didn't know it was Vin Diesel, I might like it because it's Kygo, and I love Kygo.
You know when you have a cousin that finds, like, a really cool beat, but he puts his vocals to the track, and he's playing it for you in front of your face, and you have to pretend to like it?
I guess my thing is I'm not a Vin Diesel fan. Not that it matters to anybody else, but, like, if I don't like his acting, there's no way I'm going to like his singing.
He doesn't have a good voice. He has a very distinctive...
I don't know who you think you're playing with. I don't play this game.
If you want more of that song and other celebrity gossip, you can get it at kiss951.com.
All right.
I am liking the beat, though.
Right? It's not terrible.
I am digging it.
Hey, make us a show rejoin with this.
All right.
Congratulations to Loren on winning the big bet this weekend. It's been the theme all morning long. We've been talking about it. Loren got to dress producer Nicole like a blogger, like a straight woman, and pictures and all the video are up right now at kiss951.com. Go check it out.
By the way,
I
get to do this every day this week.
Yeah, what's tomorrow's outfit?
I'm going to go today and try to find some over-the-knee boots.
Okay. Who'd you just flip off?
Why are you flipping everyone off, Nicole?
Nicole, that's not very nice.
Who'd she flip off?
It's not very nice for them to laugh at me.
They're not. They're impressed with you.
You're so aggressive.
They're laughing with you, Nicole. Nobody's laughing at you. You look
I'm
great.
I'm laughing at me.
I've never been so terrified of a flick-off. She does it so aggressively.
Oh, it's like, you better not let me out of this cage. I'm less afraid of Carol Baskin's tigers than I am of you. Your leopard shirt. All right, thanks for listening today, everybody. Make sure you're listening the rest of the week. We got more fun things planned. Go to the Kiss95.1 store, too, at kiss95.1.com to get your MRL Show masks.
Yeah.
And we saw our friend Sarah rocking our t-shirt the other day, the MRL Show shirt.
Sure did. Get your merch now. Kiss95.1.com. Also, play Camp Beat Loren at home on your Amazon Alexa. Just make sure you enable the Kiss95.1 skill set. That's the show, folks.
Oh my God, it ended at the same exact time Vin Diesel's song ended.
I heard the wrap up and I wanted it to sound cool.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.